help for a lot of homeowners.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Bank of America may throw a lifeline to some homeowners across the country whose mortgages are so-called underwater. Today, Reuters reports the company will announce a plan to forgive the amount of money people owe beyond what their home is actually worth. Marketplace's Brett Neely is with us now live from our Washington studio with the latest. Morning, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
So how's this plan going to work?
Well, it's only going to apply for people who owe more than 120% of the value of their house. In other words, the 20,000 leagues under the sea set. And starting in May, Bank of America will work with homeowners to make the loan equal to what the house is actually worth, which could mean cutting the mortgages by up to 30%. In return, borrowers have to stay current on their mortgage payments for 5 years. And the bank is also going to forgive some principal on some adjustable rate mortgages that are also near default.
And how big a deal is this, Brett?
It's big. The government has wanted lenders to do this for a while, but it's the first time a mortgage lender is sort of taking on the problem of people walking away from their homes and their mortgages after its value is dropped. This is the industry saying, we'd rather keep you in the house and take a loss on the loan than have you walk away and have us lose even more.
And how does this fit in with other plans? We know there are other plans to help homeowners, namely from the government.
Well, actually, it comes as the government's own efforts haven't done so well. Just yesterday, the Inspector General of the government's TARP program said the administration's loan modification program will likely fail. And that program has tried to reduce the interest rate borrowers paid, but not principal. And it would only help less than 2 million homeowners.
Marketplace's Brett Neely reporting from Washington this morning. Brett, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
We hear a lot of rhetoric coming out of Washington claiming companies doing business overseas costs us jobs at home. But a study out today from Dartmouth College and the Business Roundtable suggests it may be time to rethink that idea. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
The researchers use data from the Commerce Department to see what happens here in the U.S. when companies expand their reach overseas. Matt Slaughter is a professor at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. He wrote the study. He says the analysis turns the common wisdom upside down.
On average, when companies are hiring more people in foreign markets, when they're undertaking more capital investment in their foreign affiliates, they tend to do more hiring, more capital investment back in the United States as well.
For example, when a company creates jobs overseas, it may also hire more support staff at home. And money that's made in foreign markets can be reinvested back in the U.S. Slaughter says the Commerce Department doesn't say what jobs multinationals create in the U.S., but one thing is clear.
They tend to then be able to pay workers good wages.
An average of 19% higher than domestic companies, in fact. Slaughter says we should think about all this as the economic recovery continues. He says we need to create jobs that are capital and export intensive, precisely the kinds of jobs that come out of multinational firms. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Overseas stocks are adding some value today. Markets in Europe are up at the moment about 0.25%, and Asia shares are mostly higher today. Wall Street yesterday, a better-than-expected report on existing home sales helped stocks gain. The S&P and NASDAQ added about 0.75%. The Dow tacked on more than 100 points to close at 10,888. We're expecting a report on new home sales later this morning in just a few hours. And markets will chew on news about manufactured durable goods coming out later today as well.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com. By Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Wall Street's been getting a lot of the blame for the country's economic woes. Bankers don't exactly have the best reputation at the moment. Now imagine being a banker and seeking a seat in the U.S. Senate. That's the case in the state of Illinois. Tony Arnold from Chicago Public Radio reports.
Democrat Alexei Janulis has been the Illinois state treasurer for the last 4 years, but before that, he was the chief loan officer for his family's community bank called Broadway Bank. Janulis has said the FDIC may have to take control of Broadway, and the bank's downfall has mostly been because of bad loans. And that's been the main issue in Janulis' campaign to fill Barack Obama's old U.S. Senate seat.
Alexei Janulis engaged in the same kind of reckless lending that brought our U.S. economy to its knees.
Congressman Mark Kirk is Janulis' Republican opponent. A Janulis campaign spokeswoman says it was Mark Kirk's votes in Congress that helped create the economic mess. And Janulis has his defenders, like Illinois senior senator, Democrat Dick Durbin.
There are good bankers, you know? There are people who really try to do a good job, and there are some who are not. We ought to have the good sense to know the difference.
Janulis has a slight edge over Mark Kirk in the most recent poll. Alan Gittleson says that doesn't mean voters are fully on board. Gittleson teaches political science at Loyola University.
Roughly 56% of the voters in Illinois are at least somewhat reluctant to support him because of his history of being a banker.
As for potential voters like Chicago and Jim Hannon, he says despite the banker baggage, some financial experience might actually help a political campaign.
They might have a good idea what, you know, how to manage the money then, you know, hopefully.
Hannon says he's still undecided, but there's plenty of campaigning left. Political scientist Alan Gittleson says the Republican, Mark Kirk, has barely started hammering at Janulis for his banking background. He says it's likely Kirk saving it for closer to the November election. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold for Marketplace.
And finally, a store in London says what's good for matrimony is also good for the big breakup. Know someone getting a divorce? Buy them something from Debenhams, one of Britain's largest department stores. Their new divorce registry features items for the newly single: pots and pans, toasters, sheets. Shouldn't be too hard to figure out what your heartbroken friend needs. Just ask what they didn't get in the settlement. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.